Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Psalm chapter 11, verses 9 through 16.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Now, today's devotional reflection. We are blessed to have a love letter from God. This love letter is the Bible. Scripture is also a guidebook, a manual for living. In actuality, the Bible is so much more than a love letter or a guidebook. Scripture is the complete source of absolute truth. The Bible begins with the very beginning of humanity, Genesis. The Bible ends with the end of humanity, Revelation. Everything in between is for our benefit as believers, to be empowered with God's absolute truth in our daily lives. When we read the Bible, we quickly understand that it differs from every other book from antiquity. Scripture does not glorify humanity. Scripture glorifies God. The slant of most ancient books build a larger-than-life mythology around a human. In the Bible, God alone is glorified. Scripture portrays all biblical characters, except Jesus, in all their sin and weakness. God is the hero of Scripture, not Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, or Paul. God alone is the hero. Abraham was called a friend of God. Yet Abraham exemplified cowardice twice by failing to protect his wife. David is called a man after God's heart, yet his history includes complacency, adultery, war, and murder. Never has a book other than the Bible inspired humans to do such good deeds because of what it contains. Only the Bible inspires people to die rather than to give it up. Likewise, never has a book inspired people to go to the furthest corners of the earth, risking life and limb to present its good news message to those who live in government-restricted areas. No other book can one learn how to be saved from sin and find peace with God in the peace of God, and no other book can give peace to a person's spirit when they lie at death's door. Yes, the Bible is a love letter and a manual for living, but the Bible is so much more. Please spend time with this divinely inspired book today and watch its living power transform your life. May we hide its words in our hearts so that we live pleasing to God. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.